Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Hebrews 4:13, and just thank you for, you know, coming in to pray with me. Actually, it's Hebrews 4:16, but I just wanted to say that for this episode, we are going to be praying for ministries. The scripture that I'm focusing on is 2 Corinthians 4:13 through 18. But we continue to preach because we have the same kind of faith the psalmist had when he said, "I believed in God, so I spoke." We know that God who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us with Jesus and present us to himself together with you. All of this is for your benefit. And as God's grace reaches more and more people, there will be great thanksgiving, and God will receive more and more glory. That is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. For our present troubles are small and won't last long. Yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever. And I just want to thank God for the reading of his word, and I just want to go into the prayer now. Like I said, we're praying for ministries, evangelists, missionaries, pastors, elders, deacons, any of those who are in ministry and who have, you know, that call that God has placed on their lives to win souls into his kingdom. And Lord, I just want to thank you right now. I want to lift up those ministries, oh God, to you. I want to lift up, you know, any of those that you have called to spread your word, to spread the word of your kingdom, oh God. I just want to pray that you will strengthen them. Give them a word for your people, oh God. Give them a word to strengthen those who are lonely and want to give up. Give them a word that will bring those who don't know your goodness into your kingdom. Strengthen their families, O God. Strengthen their marriages. Strengthen their bodies, Lord. Give them the strength to go on, to keep going and doing what you want them to do and have called them to do, Lord. Strengthen them that they will not give up, for it seems when we are doing all that we can to serve you, the enemy seeks to come in to the area closest to us and to destroy and to tear down and to create chaos, Lord. When we are doing all that we can and all that you have told us to do, it seems that this is when the enemy wants to come in and hinder us from doing that work which you have called us to do. So, Lord, I pray that you give those, all who are in ministry, supernatural strength, Lord. Give them peace in their minds. Let them know that you are with them. Tear down every hindering and deceitful spirit that tries to cause chaos and deception. Tear down every lying spirit, Lord. Tear down every spirit of disorder, hate, and envy, Lord. Lord, I pray peace, order, blessing, deliverance, guidance, favor, Lord, strength, O God, courage and direction to be for every pastor, elder, minister, evangelist, missionary, prayer warrior, every person in ministry whom you have given a gift and put a call on their lives and in their hearts to do the work of your kingdom, Lord. Bless them, O God. Keep them under the hedge of your protection, O God. Give them the means to be able to minister to others, Lord. Give them favor, Lord, and open doors that would otherwise be closed, O God. Open the ears of the people your word is going forth to, O God. Open the ears, Lord, that they would receive the word and prayers that you have put into the hearts of your servants, O God. Guide their footsteps, O God. Place wisdom in their bellies as they go forth, O God. Place wisdom as they walk with wise eyes to know and hear your voice and the message that needs to be given and gone forth, O God. Anoint the heads and the hands of your people. Anoint their words, O God, that their words would break down the yoke of the enemy. And as your spirit guides them, Lord, that strongholds will be broken. Demonic influences and powers will have to flee in the name of Jesus, that those powers will not be allowed to stand, that they would have to go back from whence they came. I come against every stronghold by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, that you have no authority in the presence of the Almighty God or his people. I pray right now in Jesus' name that these principalities be broken and torn down. Go back from whence you came. May the power of God's Holy Spirit tear down the walls of Satan that continue to try to hinder the word of God in churches, that try to hinder the message that God has given to his people, or to hinder the message that God has given to the pastor for his people, that try to hinder the message given to ministers that are winning souls for the kingdom of God. Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus. I pray against these principalities. I command you to release your hold on the souls which are lost, that their ears may be opened in Jesus' name and their souls set free in Jesus' name. Father God of Abraham, bless the families of the pastors and ministers. Bless their children, Lord. Place peace and order in their homes, O God. Create one mind in the home, O God. A mind of peace, O God. A mind to do your will and to serve you, Lord. I pray against anything that would try to destroy the families of those who are called to do your will, O God. I pray that you give them, these families, strength of mind, of spirit, and body, in the name of Jesus. I pray against depression and suicide in Jesus' name that seek to destroy pastors and ministers. I pray against suicide that seek to destroy even the children of these pastors and ministers. I pray right now, Lord, that, and I ask, O Lord, that you place a peace in their minds, O God, a peace, O God, a peace that surpasses all understanding. I pray for those who have fallen spiritually, maybe they're backslidden. I pray that they will get their hearts right with you, that they will come to a repentance and know that the call you have placed on their lives is holy, and you are holy, and they must get it right before you. I pray, O God, that you just bless your people, Lord. I pray, O God, that you bless them right now in the name of Jesus. I ask, O God, that you just, you know, cover them, O God. Cover them, O God, with your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just pray when your people cannot stand, Lord, that you give them strength and the will to stand. Infiltrate their hearts and souls, Lord. Lord, I pray that they will not give up in Jesus' name. Lend us your strength, Lord. Give us a will to keep going. Put a mind of holiness, O God, on your people, for you are holy. We glorify you, Lord. We magnify your name, for you are the holy God. You are the delivering God. You are an awesome God. There is none like you, Lord Jesus. You are a mighty and powerful God, Lord. So I ask, O God, continue, O God, to watch over your pastors and ministers. Watch over their families, O God. Watch over the evangelists, O God. Watch over the missionaries, O God, who are going to and fro into different lands, O God, that are in those lands, O God, are fighting against. They're fighting against your scripture. They're fighting against your word. And these people have to stand and go forth in the lands where they might have to stand against torture, might have to stand against being jailed, Lord. I pray for those people that you would give them strength, oh God. Give them strength when they don't have any more strength. Even those people who are in the prisons overseas, give them strength oh God, in the name of Jesus, to continue to stand on your word, Lord. I pray for those, oh God, who are going into those little villages, oh God, that where the people don't know who you are, oh God. I pray that you put a word in their hearts to touch your people, oh God, that your people will come to know who you are, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I even pray for the pastors and ministers here in the United States, oh God, and Lord, even in different nations, oh God, that where people are saying that there is no God, Lord, that they will be able to stand and say Jesus is Lord no matter what, hallelujah, Lord, that they will be able to stand when nobody else wants to stand with them, oh God. Lord, strengthen your people, strengthen your ministers, strengthen your missionaries, strengthen those evangelists, strengthen those deacons, oh God, strengthen all those with a call of God in their lives, oh God, strengthen them right now, even those who are singing for your name, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I just want to thank you and I praise you. I give you the glory, Lord. And I also pray for those who are listening, oh God. I pray that you bless them and keep them. Keep them under the covering of your Holy Spirit, oh God. Direct them and keep them, oh God. Bless them. Bless the families, oh God, of all those listening. And I thank you and I give you the glory, for you are worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name, I pray all these things. And you are worthy. You're worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, and I give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Praise your name, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you again for listening to Hebrews 4:16. Please join me again on Wednesday at 6:30 and continue to pray and pray for me, pray for my family as I will continue to pray for you. Goodbye.